Hello and welcome to the year 20XX. Actually, I guess it's now like 21XX, where now robots and people live somewhat in harmony, but it's hard to say because it seems kind of like it's hard not to be racist in this game, but all the robots do bad shit.
Oh, yeah.
And they make life harder for everyone. So I don't know why they incorporated them into their world.
Just a huge disappointment, honestly.
We played Mega Man ZX or XZ?
Fuck, I hope it's ZX.
ZX. Mega Man ZX.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
That was, there is an amazing lore video by Ben Saint that is 9 hours long. Mm. And it covers Mega Man 1 to fucking, I don't know how far. It's like all the way. It goes all the way.
Very far.
And it's in-depth lore, all right? Ed just made fun of me for saying that I can't start a podcast at the middle, but watch me do it because we are playing Mega Man ZX, which takes place like... So if Mega Man starts in 20XX, it actually starts a little bit before 20XX as far as the lore goes, but the games start in 20XX. There's a very iconic scene. The camera going up a skyscraper. There's some awesome music playing. And then all of a sudden, there's this like text coming across. In the year 20XX. And it gives you a little bit of a breakdown of their world. Just a tiny bit. And it pans up. And Mega Man is standing there. His hair blowing in the wind.
Damn.
He's standing on top of this skyscraper with this. I mean, this is like responsible for retro graphic pixel art. Is the word I'm looking for. All I right. feel like this scene right here with the city behind him and him at the top of this skyscraper, the wind blowing through his little cute hair, Mega Man. All right, that's 20XX. Then from Mega Man 1 to 10 or 11 there is. And then after that, he takes care of everything, right? It takes 11 games.
Done.
Justifiably. And then about 30 years into the future? No. So, at least 30 years into the future, Mega Man X is created. Mega Man X is made by the same guy that made Mega Man, because Mega Man right. is not a man. He's a robo dude, a cyborg. There's, what do they call him in this game?
Oh, fuck, dude. I don't.
There's a lot of key phrases in this game as far as because
yeah.
and like different names, there's the Guardians and all these different alliances, like people groups to know the names of.
Oh, everywhere.
Any hoodle
everywhere.
So Mega Man X is not actually Mega Man. He's like a future Mega Man. Then probably at least I'd say 100 years after that, maybe 60 years after that, 70 years after that, is the game that we play, Mega Man ZX. So yeah, we do start in the middle. We have no idea what's going
Damn,
on.
Right in the
That's
middle.
Why all the words that they're using, you're like,
it's bro, like, I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of like, are we just gonna get the full download and then you fucking brought it right back to the middle? Fuck you. That was pretty good. I'll give you props for that.
Yeah, we are Pocket Cast. We do a podcast about the Nintendo DS and its beautiful library.
Wonderful library.
We had an easy time picking the game that we picked to play this week, and you'll find out what that is at the end of the podcast. Stay tuned or fast forward.
Skip to the end.
I've done that, so I can't blame you if you do. We, I lost where I was going there. We played, as I said, Mega Man ZX.
Yeah.
We just got Solid done game. Playing Castlevania
Dawn of Sorrow. Man,
arguably,
that game so
I haven't
much.
Looked. I haven't looked, but I'm willing to bet it is in the top five of everyone's list of DS games.
That would not surprise me in the slightest. Dude, it was so fire. I played the absolute shit out of that game.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I have to admit, when we came into this game, I didn't realize I was a little like fried. Like I needed little bit of time.
I feel it.
So cool though is we got another Metroidvania I think with they're probably the sequel to this one and like whatever series kind of goes. I don't know how far it goes, if it's on the 3DS as well. But I don't really think of Mega Man as a Metroidvania in nature at all.
Like generally?
Generally, it's not.
Yeah.
So cool that we landed on another one. As we just, like, I was still in the mood for Metroidvania. It's really cool. I was just, as I was playing Mega Man X a year ago, that was a game that Ren would sit there and he'd like to watch Mega Man. He would, like, ask for me to play Mega Man. So,
hell yeah.
We were playing Mega Man X, and I remember having the thought of, because it's all in stages.
Sure.
And I thought it'd be nice to just kind of, like, run around right now. I don't feel like going after the boss and going to the end of the stage and doing the boss. This gives you that. There's so much exploring that goes on, and that's normally, and this is, I think, the first open world Mega Man game, which is a really cool, interesting concept that I don't think delivered very well.
The game was fun,
but getting places was not
navigation
fun.
Was
ass. And I'm not saying that the mechanical movement wasn't fun. I like that. The mechanics are great.
Oh yeah, dude. Once you get the
but
green suit,
figuring
dude,
out,
fucking
yeah,
yeeting yep, all over the goddamn
all
place,
I'm wearing.
Dude. Dash jump. Supreme.
So
holy fuck.
But to figure out the map, and I'm understanding. I was understanding as I was playing today, and I was looking at where I'm going, kind of. There are, every area is labeled A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then under that, there's like A1, A2, A3, A4. Yeah. And the when you go to your map page, if it was a little more...
There's zero... Okay.
If it gave you more explanation...
You know what it has to have, though, in reality? It's going to have a Metroid Prime map system. A fully, like... it wouldn't have to necessarily be
like
fully
the 3D.
Yeah, but you could... I mean, you could implement something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That map was fucking unbeatable.
I want to say there actually is a DS game that does do that. I can kind of picture it in my head, but I can't think of what game it is. But it's very, very minimalistic.
Yeah.
You know, it's framework that you're looking around to figure out your map. This game's map is like a 2D screen, and it gives you on each one a line left and a line right.
Yeah.
As to where it connects to. Not to say, though, that if you go all the way to the left of the level, that it will put you right there where it says it will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you go left and all of a sudden you're like fucking way over here. Yeah, and how did I get... I'm A and I just got to E. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it just means it's on that level somewhere. Good luck fucking finding
it. Yeah, you got to find it now.
Oh, dude. Navigating...
Yeah.
I did finally... No lie. No shame. I full up just looked up like an area location guide.
Oh yeah.
And it just have like a screenshot. It's like, it's on this level over here. Here's what it looks like.
I just use GameFAQs pretty continuously. Like if
always
pull that up
week over week. And I really just need to take a book out of your page. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's for you, I don't know if it is for you, but it's because everything is written. So there are times where you're reading it and you're kind of like, I can't picture what you're describing to me, but I will go that way and see if I can figure it. You know, it at least will point you more in the right direction, because there were moves that I remember talking to you about where I learned the only way that I found out that move was a move was because it tells you that you have to use that to get to this next area.
Yeah, dude. I'm not going to lie. The moves, I think, was like a reason in and of itself to enjoy the game. Because after a certain point, like, I mean, honestly, you get that one little suit. You get your first little suit and you're like, oh, shit, I can just equip that at any point in time. And then I can't do that with the other suit. And then, and for me coming into it new, I'm like, oh shit, there's stuff to be discovered and explored. And then, like, you were telling me, oh yeah, that character you've been using for the last 2 hours, or that suit or whatever, yeah, try this. And I'm like, whoa, it's got all these
extra moves.
Like, they're not written down anywhere.
No way, there's nowhere to find, at least that I could find.
It's experimental, and I kind of fuck with that.
It is very we did a little bit of research, I remember, when picking this game, and it had some negative reviews. Most of them concerned difficulty.
I have a thought on that subject.
So when you think of difficulty in Mega Man, you know, it goes hand in hand. I think we talked about last week, Ninja Gaiden, Mega Man. I'm thinking of like some Ninja Turtle games, I want to say. Like there's a lot of those Nintendo games were hard.
Yeah, really, known really hard games. And I appreciate hard games.
But I'm willing to die on the hill that says that this is the hardest Mega Man game.
Holy shit, dude. I like to think I gave it a good run. My official clock you time did. On my, I think it was like regular and easy, or what were the differences?
It was, yeah, regular and easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is not real. It's extremely hard and off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's just like, it's enjoy the story or yeah, absolutely.
And I actually have probably close to 6.5 hours. On that file, but I only officially made it in save time to like 2.5.
Right.
And I just failed and fed this, like, it was like the third boss.
Oh, dude, the first boss on the hard difficulty?
Nah, dude.
Fuck that.
Oh, the snake.
The snake.
The snake, yeah.
The snake, because you have nothing, and this is such a hard boss to just have fucking no idea what you're doing. They just throw you in there. They have no health. The thing has two meters of health.
Yeah. It can like two stomp you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. First boss right out the gate. 10 seconds in, dude.
Yeah, I think I gave that 3-4 tries and I switched it. I had to go easy. I was really hoping easy wouldn't be that easy.
I game overed like 4 or 5 times on him. And then I was like, oh. I need to be learning each time.
Yeah, I should be figuring out this pattern, shouldn't I? But that he had attacks that felt impossible to dodge. And maybe I'm wrong.
I'm not going to lie to you. Now that, like, because, like, I finessed his ass. Like, when I finally got it, I just, like, I didn't get hit.
Okay.
I just fucking owned him. So I was like, this is easy.
And but that like, is, I guess.
When he just like hits you with a random move and you just instantly almost die and you're like, what the fuck just happened?
There's a lot of times where we talk about the satisfaction of that and learning that, but
the time consumed as an aging adult is a complex matter.
So it was pretty fun on easy. It wasn't bad. And honestly, once I got to the gorilla, did you get to the gorilla?
Oh, buddy, did I get to the gorilla?
So when I got to the gorilla, that's actually one of the first bosses that I had to retry because of easy mode.
I also agree. He was like the first in a minute to pose an actual challenge.
Yeah, and it was fun. Really fun boss. I enjoyed that fight a lot.
Cramped space.
Very cramped.
Cramped space. But yeah, he was fun.
And then cool. The suit that you get from him is like a like ninja.
Oh, dude, that one was fucking dope.
Throwing stars out.
Yeah, mostly useless otherwise, but it was satisfying.
I mean, yeah, because he has no, but his attack is just insane because you can just fucking pound that attack. Yeah, and dude, so you just have a stream. You just have like just bullets just flying out. Yeah, that's a nice one when you have no health because, you know, there's a lot to cover and so little to cover about this game, I feel like.
I don't disagree. Like, I spent hours slaving away, like trying to kind of figure out really how to. One, holy shit, the very beginning, like the transceiver or whatever the fuck it is, the like teleport / save rooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's two different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
One will allow you to teleport, the other one will allow you to save, but otherwise, go fuck yourself.
Does it heal you?
Yeah, every time you interact with
either one, they heal you, right? So at least you have
that.
So
that is also nice. Like, you know, restock your lives. I think I don't know, I never actually paid that much attention, but fuck.
I mean, and this is a game where you really weren't
first
reading.
Mission, I couldn't figure out how the fuck to turn it in, dude, and I was like, where the fuck am I supposed to go?
I had that one figured out pretty easily, but then getting brutal. To the very beginning, so the game shows you the threat that it's going to pose from the get. One of your first missions is to get back to the headquarters. And it doesn't tell you how to get there. And when I say that, maybe that needs some explanation. everything in this game, as a Metroidvania goes, is a connected map, right?
Yeah.
You always go from point A. You know, it's they're all connected, and there's kind of a path you can figure out through, and there's some shortcuts. It's a
series of linear left to right maps that are connected by doors peppered throughout.
So no matter how far you, so as, you can always find something eventually, right?
I bet Nintendo Power had the dopest fucking printed map of this fucking place.
I bet
it was righteous.
Except for the headquarters. The headquarters is not connected to the rest of the map.
No.
And the game doesn't tell you this. It in fact says something about going back. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
It refers to like a location behind you.
Presumably, or one that you've already been to. You've only been to one yeah, other it really place does. By this it's point. Like,
go back to headquarters. Using that terminology right there implies it's a place that I have been.
You would be incorrect.
An hour and a half I spent looking for this fucking place. I
also.
And you just have to go transport to it. It's in it. Once you hit transport. And the thing about transporting is you have to unlock other transports to transport there. Like in
and
a
it just
video
gives
game.
It to you.
And this one just gives it to you and it doesn't. Oh, man.
Dude, I did the same literal. I'm just like running back and forth. And I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do here? And like, there's no. I did finally find out if you go to the start menu, because again, zero instruction how to play this game. Although maybe you can go look at the button mapping.
You can do this, and I remapped my buttons because.
Oh, did you?
Coming from Castlevania into this, I made this Castlevania controls. Because your main attack is your jump or something. Like, just compared to Castlevania, the buttons are like kind of like twisted.
I suppose.
And I couldn't wrap my little brain around that after being so sucked into Castlevania.
I would agree that I didn't like it. Because I think your default action buttons, because you have a primary and secondary.
Yep, I switch those.
And so, yeah, I think...
Because I wanted the gun to be my primary, basically.
Yeah.
And
Did you change the button mapping or change it from, like...
I changed the button mapping before I realized you could switch them. Because they obviously had this in mind. This was very obviously... Other people were going to have issues with this. I wonder if it's a cultural difference. If it's, like, from Japan to America.
I don't know.
The mapping that we're used to. And they give it to you how it is. And then they give you the choices to change it. To be more of what you're used to.
Yeah.
The other thing, maybe I'm wrong, but was it not? So the bottom button, B, right?
Yeah, so yeah. That's B, jump. And then the right
trigger. In any game, that should be jump.
Fair.
So, and I don't think it is. Maybe I'm wrong, but I felt maybe I don't.
I think you're fucking right.
Yeah, so I had to change that one too. I could also be getting it mixed up with Oblivion.
Fuck, now I can't remember.
So I thought jump was on the A, which I didn't like that being so far from my attack button.
Yeah.
You know,
that was pretty cool. Especially difference. When, like, the wall hopping also.
Very fun and cool feature, feeling.
Dude. Hell
yeah,
dude.
Especially also, with the dash and then the hover down.
Oh, dude, with the green suit.
Yeah.
I can't remember any of the model.
That was,
letter.
I want to say that was HZ.
HZ? Yeah. You might be right. There were some cool suits.
And they're all, like, in reference to older games.
I believe that. I wouldn't know any of the references, but I believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I mean,
that.
I didn't really catch many of them either.
Yeah, I think there were just a lot of layers to unpack with the game. And, like, it's a beautiful game.
It is an amazingly beautiful game. Just the backgrounds, I want to say it's cooler than Castlevania's. I liked Castlevania's. Ooh. It's a great, dark detail. I mean, you there's, we talked about this for a while.
Yeah, the background art in that game is insane.
This game goes on the other spectrum. It's the same insane amount of detail and stuff going on, but it's bright. It's all like almost always a bright background, and it's just, there's a lot of depth to it.
Yeah,
there's an artist, and I'm not even going to try to say his name. It's a Japanese artist that's very minimalistic kind of, I think I want to say like Godfather the pixel art,
yeah.
Where it's,
I'll take it.
It looks really simple when you first look at it, and then once you stare at his paintings, you can see the depth in it. Because at first you look at it and you go, "That's really simple," but then after looking at it, you feel how long the pool is, and you see the chair at the end of the pool, and you know you realize that then the trees are layered behind that, and it works, right? That's, that reminded me so much of that when you're looking at the backgrounds, because they have the cities, they have like the buildings overlapping each other. Depth, and as you're really running, well, they kind of like shift a bit, they parallax, mm-hmm. you know, and it's done so well. An interesting fact that I found out through Ben Saint's video on Mega Man was that in Mega Man X, you have Butcher Guy looks like Mega Man, but he's like a more slim, taller, futuristic version of Mega Man.
Hell yeah.
And then there's a guy called, I'm not gonna, whatever it is, Z, whatever. I don't know, I think, because I think that's where the Z comes from. It's called Z. Yeah. He's red, and he's got this long hair, and he's got a sword.
Yeah,
very much so.
That suit is cool.
Very much so what our protagonist's first suit, main suit, looks like mm-hmm. in this game. That is the Mega Man artist's favorite character.
Hell yeah.
The like the red with the long hair and the saber sword.
Dude,
thing.
It's my favorite. Honestly,
and so this game, he gets to have him be his protagonist. Because back in Mega Man X, he knew that they would not let him use this red character as the new Mega Man. He knew that that'd be too much of a, like, nope, they won't let you do that. You got to keep him blue. It's part of the whole
image. Yeah, that's the brand.
Yeah, it's the brand. You can't change that now. So I bet there's a bit of excitement once they got to this game and the main character got to be red.
Yeah.
Even though the main suit I used was green. There's something so...
Same, I mean...
Saturday morning cartoon, about this game, and that's actually something that guy, his video, talks about. This is the Saturday morning cartoon take on Mega Man, kind of. But there's something very cartoony and fun that I love about it that reminds me of when you're watching something like Digimon or Pokemon as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the next evolution, and you're like, what? Like, it, like, blows you away.
Yeah,
you
dude, the incremental leveling and reveal and, like,
the coloring of it, too. Oh, don't forget the brightness of it brings you that feeling of, like, oh, that's a cool, like, action figure-looking
It is just,
thing.
It's the boyhood wet dream.
Yeah, because you are still you, but you get to be Mega Man. And we found a way to write it into the story that humans get to be Mega Men type characters. And
that's
you know, he puts his hand out, and there's a lot of cutscenes, right? But there's like at the beginning where he puts his hand out, and then he like turns into, he gets the suit on.
Yeah,
him.
Dude.
Fucking cool.
It
dude.
Is fucking cool.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Great,
I would watch
animations.
The shit out of that as a kid.
Yeah, dude. It's some good stuff. And like, you know, the pacing of the game felt weird. Navigation was a snoz fest. But, like, there was some built-in exploration, and I fucked with that.
Yeah.
So the main town, it's in, like, A. It's the section
C.
A.
So, and that's actually early. I was going to get to explain it to you. Something I kind of figured out in this last level getting to it is I think what they're going for here is, so you have B to A to C, right? Isn't that how it's laid out?
Yeah, I think you're right.
It sounds so backwards, but I'm thinking that's how, at least that's how your transports are set up. But, so... Once you get to C, though, as you're in that whatever world you're in, let's call it A4. Now, in A4, there's a couple exits. And you can go into C, which is the city, where you're going to have other people. There's not things attacking you. You talk and everything. It's a cool place to explore. But you can go, instead of going there, you can go to G, which is above it. Once you've unlocked a new suit, you can access the... And a new key card.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Color-coded key cards, man. They're always
a
thing.
Fucking key card.
And so once you have those unlocks, now that earlier spot that would lead into the city can lead up or down above it or below it, and those are new places. So I think they're trying to make that the hub, and then everything kind of
branches up
from there.
And that makes sense.
But
it
doesn't work.
It's still so confusing.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Sorry, what were you going to say, though, about the city?
Oh, man. What was I going to say about the city?
Sorry.
I was talking about, like, the exploration and shit. And, like, just, again, that incremental, like, because you got to slog through that city a couple of times.
Because you want to switch to the, you can't go through the city as the robots. There's a word for it.
To.
Cyborgs are what I'm going to call them.
Cybernauts, cybernetics, whatever the fuck it is.
There's a, like, it's just like they're dangerous. right now. I feel like it is maybe it's kind of a racist game, isn't it? Kind
of, I mean,
like, maybe not a racist game, but it deals with racism, is what I'm saying. I mean, on the edge of it, because it's like, you know, these people aren't allowed into the town because they cause trouble. Because if you're in your human form and you walk into the city, the things that are attacking you won't attack you. In fact, if you walk through the other stages in your human suit, those things that attack you won't attack you, but they also won't let you past. So it's kind of like the police, right?
Yeah, they're like the police. And you, if you and then walk if through you're town, walking in, through your town power suit,
in your power suit,
unkept
but
rage.
You are a human, so you can change out of your power suit, but not all of these robot people can change out of their power suits. It's just what they are. You get what I'm saying now?
Oh.
And then the cops will beat them with their sticks.
Just beat the shit out of them with the little fucking helmet dudes with their
so
little
cute.
Batons.
I love them. Yeah.
Dude, but they're fucking annoying.
They are. Like, oh, the ones. There's the ones that you kill when you go to the carnival. Once again. And that's something I want to watch. I think I could go through. Watch someone play this game because it is so beautiful.
It really is.
It's fun to play too, but it's just the exploration part can be frustrating.
It can be a fun. Well, like once you get to a new place, you find the place you're supposed to be. It's new. You've maybe got a new ability or a suit you're wanting to try out. And then you're like, cool, what is this place? And like, there's some very decent verticality to some of these levels. And again, like, there's some exploration on, like options that open up with new suit abilities and upgrades. And like, that's very rewarding and fun. And then you get shit on by something and you're like, fuck, that was dumb.
The carnival though.
The carnival.
It looks so cool. Yeah. Everything is so interactive. You can ride a train.
Yeah, dude, the train across that track, and then it like
it shoots up these little mini cops, the mini racist cops. That's where they become the really frustrating police. In that game, or in that level, because when you kill those little cop dudes, they turn into like
like 3 or 4 jumping ones. Mm. Oh, dude, and like. That one, okay, so when you get to the Ferris wheel, right, you can ride it up, and then you can jump over, and there's some, like, high platforms, and each one of them has one of the fucking little race cops.
Yep.
But the one that, they shoot a little pellet thing.
You're supposed to use your water ice dude, his power up, when you hold it down, when you hold down the attack, it shoots out an orb of electricity that, like, will, like, it's like a homing attack, and it. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I would
but
just
it takes
like
up
time
so much of your.
Oh,
energy,
dude, I would just like jump over there and like, just wall hop the wall, and then wait for them to stop shooting, and then jump up, and then just like as soon as they popped up, smack them.
I just got hit every time I did that. Every time I did that, I got fucked up.
I
got knocked off of that exact spot that you're talking about, where you ride the carnival, ride or the Ferris wheel, and you go to the top and you're jumping across. I fell off of that ledge. 10 times. I failed that one so hard, so many times. I almost gave up, and it wasn't worth it. It wasn't.
I think there's like a data disc over there.
What the fuck is a data disc?
Data disc, dog, or data pack? What are they?
Data disc. You're right. Data disc. But what is it? What? Why am I collecting these?
It's a collectible item. Okay, so if
is there a way to view them?
Yeah, if you go back to the mothership or whatever the fuck it is, the hideout, the guild, the league, the whatever.
Headquarters.
Headquarters. Fuck me. If you go back to headquarters on the ship, in the lab, there's the professor dude in the lab, and you can talk to him, and you can look at them all, and it's basically just an info card on all the NPCs and mobs.
Oh,
it's kind of cool, actually. Like you get like you know pulls up like a nice, you know, image of the person or thing or whatever. That's kind of cool. You can look through all the models and shit.
That is fun. That's cool. Yeah. I wish it would have been about what your suit could do. That'd been sick.
I know, dude. Just randomly, perchance upon a like soupy little upgrade or something. That'd be
no,
fun.
I mean, just they would tell you like, "Hey, here's what your power ups do."
Oh, like an instruction manual.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, you want to use an ability, my bro?
That would
like,
be nice.
Just figuring shit out, and some of that stuff. I guess most of it's pretty intuitive. You just have to like actually try to do something.
Sometimes. I feel like that air dash was not self-explanatory.
Oh, dude, what
at
a
all.
Fat little upgrade though.
Yeah, quality of life. That's the only suit that I used, I feel like. But, you know, so the suits that I got would have been, you get your red one, which is just has a mega blaster on it, mega buster, whatever it is. Then you've got your green suit's your next one, right?
Yeah. And that's like you have, the best one.
You have a sword, but you have no gun. And I guess with the first one, you have a sword and a gun, which is nice.
Which is pretty fat. And the gun can be charged for the power shot to two levels. That is the boss killer. It is the nuke. It is the hand cannon. It is...
When you go up against a mini boss, you one hit him with that.
Dude, it's ridiculous. And that is your out the gate suit.
It's sick.
It is sick as fuck. And the sword is cool. About Mega Man. But like the green one has so much maneuverability.
Mm-hmm.
The dash alone, and then like the down A in the air is what you'll activate, like vertical thrusters, so it like slows your descent.
Oh. Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Which I guess is just also when you hold down.
I cheated my way into a couple of places doing that. Because, you know, you would dash leap from a high place and then just like...
Then just coast like coast across the whole velocity. Place. Yeah. And then just because like there's another button you can push to do that. You know,
oh, it had the up boost too.
The up boost.
That was huge.
That was huge. And that took me, even after figuring out that there was an air dash, the up dash, all of a sudden you can get to so many different places that you couldn't get to before.
Yeah, dude, that opened up a lot of shit. Jesus, I'm blowing up,
Mr. Popular.
No, I think one of the homies hit a shot or something on or hit a drop on RuneScape.
Oh,
what did he get? I don't see.
You gonna share this with the world?
If it's worth it, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, he just killed a bunch of cave horrors.
That's all.
Uh huh.
You say cave whore?
Cave horrors.
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 Horrors. Okay.
Horrors.
So there's cave some horrors. Slutty monsters.
They live in a cave.
Yeah, they live in a cave. That's right. I don't know what we're looking at here. It's a rune dagger for nature runes.
this is not a big enough drop for you to get blown up about. That's a lot of support. That's a good friend right there.
Attaboy.
Just get after it.
Good for you, dude.
I've been trying to do a recipe for disaster.
Oh, dude.
And getting into it, I'm like, all right, I'm going to start doing it. And then realize I have to do Monkey Madness.
I know, dude. That one's hanging on me, too.
I don't want to do Monkey Madness.
Dude, we should pick a day and we'll just do it together.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
What we should do first is have a planning session and figure out what kind of shit we need to do and what we need to do to prepare for the choir. Because we're both Ironmen, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not. No, just cash. My main. Just what?
Do you have cash, like, on your character?
I have 99 fishing, dude. I have 99 cooking. I've got cash.
You've got...
I've got cash.
My boy is stacked, dude.
I'm doing all right.
Hell yeah. What were you cooking, maxing out?
Sharks, probably.
Oh, did you do minnow?
No, I did minnow from 92 to, like, 94. 4 or 5,
okay,
at least, and then I did temp roast the rest of the way.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But I had a ton of sharks from,
yeah,
all that,
yeah,
time I'd done the other ones. So
that'll get you a few sharks.
Yeah, and I don't think I finished on sharks. I think I just had, because of then doing temp roast, I had just all this shit in my bank, so I was just cooking through whatever I had.
Yeah. What's your combat level? Do you know?
I don't. I want to say 70, but I think that that's too high. I bet I'm lower than 70.
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't want to give myself too much credit. In case anyone looks me up, you know, I don't want to get called out.
I know. I used to be really proud of my group Iron Man account because I burned through some fucking progress in a very short amount of time. And then I didn't touch it for about 2 years, 2.5 years.
Yeah, I'm at that thing where you hit 99. And then I also, due to when you're doing fishing, you have your cooking right behind it. If I didn't, I would have just
going.
I would hit that 99 and just stop for a while. Whereas now I hit the 99, I did another.
You're halfway there.
Well, no, I had my fishing right behind it.
Yeah, you got it.
So when I was 99 fishing, I was 98 cooking. So it just took me like that to get my trimmed. Oh, I had to get that trimmed cape.
Yeah, dude.
So then I got the trimmed cape, and I've barely touched RuneScape since then.
Yeah, dude. The curse of the 99, dude.
Yeah, like, oh, cool. You've got a cape to take you back to a place that you're probably not really going to go back to.
Yeah, now that you've maxed out the skill.
Yeah. But you could always go for doubling your XP, right?
Oh, Jesus. I guess.
Like, I mean, no one can see that you're a double 99, but God. You'll know.
You'll know, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, you know, if anybody's using, like, RuneLight or something.
Can you look up and see?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You
can see it. I'm pretty sure you can see
total XP. That'd be satisfactory.
And I'm pretty sure it'll, by default,
I wonder what the highest XP is that someone has in fishing. That's the coolest thing about RuneScape is that they have that and you can look it up.
Yeah, it's all up there. Dude, it should have still popping off. Dude, maybe I'm missing something. Holy fuck. Okay. Okay. What the fuck? He says, luck is with me. What did he... Oh, shit. He must have reposted the image or it was zoomed in for no reason. But he got a black mask off of 73 KC. Holy fuck.
That means nothing to me or our listeners, I bet.
Oh, it's a pretty desirable drop from specifically the cave horrors.
The cave horrors,
which I'm pretty sure is just a pretty whatever beast in the. Oh, I don't. Maybe is it in the Lumbridge Swamp
dungeon? I don't know.
I don't remember exactly where they are, but they're somewhere. And they kind of suck, but they have a chance at dropping this mask, which you can eventually turn into a Slayer helmet. When you're doing Slayer, you're just killing a bunch of mobs on a task until you get the desired kill count, and then you turn it in and you get another one. But many Slayer monsters are notoriously known for having some special ability that will completely incapacitate you unless you are wearing a specific gear item to nullify that effect. It's literally just, oh, this thing is going to fuck you unless you wear a nose peg because it smells so bad.
Oh, yeah,
it'll
yeah.
just completely debuff the shit out of you.
Yeah.
So you can buy a nose peg from this guy, but basically it burns an equipment slot every single time, so you don't get an attack bonus or anything like that. So eventually the Slayer helmet basically is all of these individual gear items combined into one to make this dope fucking god-tier looking helmet. And it gives you like bonuses in all attack styles against Slayer monsters.
I didn't realize Slayer helmet was that big of a deal.
Oh, it is fucking insanely huge.
I did not realize that.
It is so awesome. And then down the line, you can imbue it and do all kinds of
cool and for an there. Iron Man, that's really impressive, huh? That's very nice to have.
Huge.
Yeah,
it's a big, big thing. I hope he gets me one.
Group Iron Man. Shouted you out here.
Huge. We were definitely not talking shit about his rune dagger earlier. But in my defense, that was not the same image that we looked at before. So
no,
not my fault.
Yeah, that is fair.
But yeah, Mega Man ZX is a pretty dope game. It has some slight issues, but otherwise a fun ride.
Yeah, I think it should have gotten more popularity, honestly. Especially among Mega Man fans. Like,
well, friends.
Friends.
I did have a good time playing it. It was frustrating figuring out where to go, but
mm-hmm.
once I found a way to overcome that, like, oh man. And again, we got to go back to the difference between regular and easy, because sweating my nuts off in regular.
Yeah.
Absolutely, like, pushing it to like, plan for my life every fucking time. Regular, I'm fucking face walking shit.
Easy.
Easy. Yeah, no.
Not would you say you're face walking?
Face walking. Like, I'm just walking. I'm just pulling
W. Is that a real saying, or is that a you? Did you just make
that? I think
that's
probably a me. Okay. I don't think that's a thing.
Face walking.
So I've heard of, like, face checking, right? So, like, you're playing something like literally any game where somebody can hide in a bush, and you just, instead of, like, firing into or throwing something in at or at the bush to, like, if someone's in there, you just walk into it. Maybe you'll eat a shotgun. Maybe you'll find a guy. Who knows, right? So instead of, like, preparing for the possibility, you just fucking walk into
face
it.
Face check it.
Yeah, so I'm just face walking.
Okay.
Just going full force ahead. Because the biggest problem is when you have to jump a short gap. No problem.
That is.
You run up and jump the gap. And as you're in the air, you know, it continues scrolling to the side as you continue to move forward. And then, oh, here comes a little fucko. And, oh, he shoots a bullet and it hits you midair and you just drop and you die.
It's almost like it was planned.
It 100%. And it's a fucking good troll. It's just like, hey, fuck you. Actually play the game. And that's fair. And I'm not mad about it. But in regular, you're dead. That's a life gone. Restart at the checkpoint.
It is.
Or the
and
door
that is
or whatever.
The big difference between easy and regular. And I wish there was an in-between. Because there is no feeling of urgency when if I die, I'm just going back to literally the beginning of this stage.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like, in fact, that might do me some good. When I go into a boss fight, I'm going to die right away. So that way I'm spawned, boom, boom, right there. Go into the boss fight. It's a whole different thing trying to keep your health up and all your stuff like at a high enough level so that then when you get into the boss fight, I've been fine with that. But there was just the difficult, I think it was just the fact that it made you so easy to kill. You know?
Oh, dude. And like, well, and just every little mobster along the way is so much more deadly. And like, there are significantly fewer drops for like health orbs and shit like that. Okay, let's talk about that for a second. The fucking 50,000 different little things that can drop on the ground from blowing up something, from fucking killing something. Meaningless. They're all fucking meaningless. As far as I can tell, there are two categories of pickups.
Three.
Okay, three?
Yep. Well, go ahead.
We'll get to you on the third one.
Yes.
You have things that replenish health. You have big and little.
Yep.
Big surprise as to what each of those do. Okay. And then you have your, like, I'm guessing Z meter or letter, some, what, your power meter for your suit. If your suit has that option. If it has a power thing, battery tank, whatever. It'll refill that shit. That makes sense. They're color-coded. Pretty easy to figure out. Third?
Money. You're picking up credits.
Oh, fuck. That's what that is.
And I think talking to you, we figured we through discussing it, we figured out what we were supposed to do with the money. I think if you went back to the headquarters, there's probably something you can spend the money on.
Oh, I know about spending money.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What do you spend money on?
So I think, again, it's in the lab, and dude, he's still popping off with images. Holy shit. I think there's like two of those rooms that you can go into. It might be the same one. I don't fucking. Oh no, it is definitely the same guy. The guy for the data disks.
Okay.
But he's got another option, and it's to like repair or modify suit. And so you can basically improve. Okay, so I read a little something about this. Essentially, when you first get a suit that has a power meter, it'll be generally a small one.
Right.
You can basically pay to increase that.
Yeah.
And it'll repair it, quote unquote, to the its fullest extent. And I was reading something in a something somewhere, an article or a guide or whatever the fuck it was. But it was talking about the drops for specific suits in a specific boss fight. And something about each suit having like a vulnerability or like a specific weakness or soft spot or whatever the fuck. And if you abuse that in the fight, it'll greatly reduce its state of repair, if you will, once you acquire it. And I was like,
Oh my God, dude.
So, which is why one suit will have nothing.
Right.
Tiny little four bars. Well, and then another suit has 30 bars. Right. You know? So that's what it is.
I remember reading that too. Which is a
layer of complexity unexpected from me.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That completely unmentioned too. Fuck you, game.
Yeah, that's such a frustration.
I know, it's all fucking hidden. Like, how are these guys finding out? Maybe the, you know, maybe the booklet that came maybe with the booklet game actually provided a lot of this information.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
I kind of miss those,
dude. The little game booklets, fucking the best thing ever, dude. Like that, I want to look at nothing else than one of those while I eat my breakfast cereal.
The nice thing about the Nintendo DS is that that's when your Game Boy games switch to hard cases. And so you've still got, like, I've still got the booklets for them and I've still got the case and the games in the case. Whereas Advanced and Color, they were cardboard boxes, you know?
Yeah.
Good job to anyone that kept those. And how did your mom let you?
Yeah, for real. Throw that shit away.
There's no way I would have been able to keep that.
Nah, dude.
And also, you just tear into it in the car ride home.
Oh, yeah, just ripping through it, and then you just leap, like, rifling through the fucking booklet. Yep. You're like, hell
through
yeah.
Street
dude.
Lamps, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Oh, I would never want to go back.
It wouldn't be Pocket Cast if we don't do a little bit of nostalgia.
Oh, that's retro gaming in a nutshell.
That's right.
That's just how it works.
I got a converter for the GameCube. So that it can play it on the 4K TV. And it looks all right.
Yeah.
And I loaded up my Twilight Princess I found my memory card that has my Twilight Princess file from like 2008 or something like that. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, man. And the game is completed, you know, but I can still go run around. It's just such a, I don't know, such a nice feeling. It was such a comfort to see that.
I was just talking to Mike about Twilight Princess earlier. He has not played it yet.
Oh, man. It is such a good one. It was a really divisive. Is that the word I want to use?
Divisive, I think.
Because people either loved or hated Twilight Princess.
I think that's fair.
And I loved Twilight Princess.
I also did.
I was very happy to see Link not be cartoony because you just had... what was that? Wind Waker? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I love Wind Waker.
Yeah, and
too.
I do too. But it's nice to also have, when you're going from, for me, the way that I experienced the games was I beat Ocarina of Time and then played a good amount of Majora's Mask then played Wind Waker. And then from Wind Waker, I got the whole Twilight Princess finally. And that one was so nice to go back to that feeling of Ocarina of Time.
It was like adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like grown up Ocarina of Time. And there's so much mysteriousness to Twilight Princess. And I guess games really, because they're always in Hyrule, but Hyrule looks different. There was a lot of theories behind Twilight Princess. Like it's the timeline where the volcano explodes.
Oh,
or like
sure.
The moon comes down and hits the volcano or something like that. I don't remember what the theory is.
Yeah.
But there's a fun theories when it comes to Twilight Princess too.
And it's a solid fuck. And it's beautiful.
It is. It's.
I love it.
It hasn't aged the best compared to Wind Waker.
Wind Waker is solid.
It aged so well. But I think the gameplay of Twilight Princess is better.
I would agree.
We're not going to be playing it. We haven't played a Zelda game yet.
Holy shit, you're right. That's some bullshit.
Do you want to do this other game this week? Because do you know about these other games on the DS?
I don't. Do you know offhand or do I need to?
There's Spirit Tracks and there's...
I have played Spirit Tracks and I know you hated it.
I think the sequel I liked better.
Phantom Hourglass, Spirit Tracks. Oh, maybe Phantom Hourglass is the one I'm thinking of.
Phantom Hourglass is the first one, and then Spirit Tracks is the second one.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I played Spirit Tracks then.
And
Phantom Hourglass was dope.
Phantom Hourglass, I don't know how I felt about it, because it's all touchscreen.
What the fuck is this?
But I wouldn't mind revisiting that. I'd also be intrigued as to what Tingle's Balloon...
Freshly picked Tingle's Rosy Rupee Land and Ripen Tingle's Balloon Trip of Love.
What is that?
I don't want to know.
I do. So bad. So bad. Is it only in... It's not an American release?
Looks like there might be one.
Maybe a fan translation.
Maybe. I don't know. Either way, this looks fucking weird. What's the other one? Oh, hey, look at that. Also fucking weird. I like this.
You want to play... This game
is this game. This specific
game.
Holy shit! Put me on the spot. What is the?
Could we have planned right now?
Holy shit! It's got a 5 out of 5 rating. Oh, that's on eBay. That's retarded.
That's just for the quality of the product.
I'm aware now. Oh, that's fucking great. When did it come out? 2007, 2006.
Yep, released in Europe, so we can at least, we're gonna break our mold, and that's just fine with me.
Excuse me.
Jesus,
oh my
just
God.
Let it out, man.
Nah, dude. I want my heart to stop. All right. Yeah. Fuck it, dude. We're going to play Tingle's Rosy Rupee Land.
Hell yeah. Or we can do Phantom Hourglass. Whatever you want. I'm down to do this. Like I said, we have Tomb Raider Legends planned.
That was the initial one. We do like to just hit him with a curveball, though.
We do. We like to hit ourselves with a curveball.
We do. We are curveball people.
Curvy.
Here's my dilemma.
Okay.
I don't want to say no to a Zelda game or something in that land, but the unwritten rule is that when you do a specific title, you don't do something in that same IP for a while. And then I'm like, well, then when's our next Zelda game?
Well, it'll Tingle's doesn't have to be that same rule. This is not a Zelda game. I'm looking up three images of it. It is not a Zelda game.
Anyone listening should absolutely pull up a picture of Tingle's Rosy Rupee Land and just gaze. It is something to behold. I'd be super down for Phantom Hourglass.
We can do Phantom Hourglass.
We should do Phantom Hourglass and freshly picked Tingle's Rosy Rupee Land.
Okay, I like that idea because I hate Phantom Hourglass.
I thought Spirit Tracks was the one you hated.
They are both bad.
Oh, well, do you want to play these games?
Yes, I do, because I want to play a Zelda game. I want to go back to them and see how I feel about them now.
That's fair.
What I will say about these Zelda games is that they have the mechanic where you have to go back to a main, it's like a dungeon, and you just, every time you have to go further down in the dungeon, and there's something about that that just really bothered me when I was younger. It was just the repetitiveness of it all, and also the fact that it was only touchscreen. So I'm curious to see how I'd feel about it now. So fair I'm enough. Totally down yeah. to do them both, because if I don't like it, then I will
dive into the other.
Yeah.
I like that. Our first double feature.
First double feature. Wow. Yeah.
What a gift.
You're welcome.
I don't think they deserve it.
It's the gift but that keeps do. On giving. We That's do. Right. We do. It's been a long time since I've played a handheld Zelda game.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't excited.
There is also, I'm going to throw another curveball at you.
Oh.
A oracle of some, there's some kind of
seasons, ages.
Pull up your screen again.
Yes.
We're going to have the most interesting podcast here. There's a homebrew Zelda game. Zelda. Yeah. And do me a favor and just look up actually the Nintendo DS homebrew. Because there's a list we can go to real fast. You could have just erased Zelda game.
I could have.
Game brew, yes.
That's all right.
And
can't make that any bigger.
Go Control F and look up Zelda.
Attaboy. So, SFX?
No, read the titles off to me.
All right, we've got Symphony.
There's one that's like...
Instruments, that's just sounds. There's an Ocarina Simulator.
There was... I guess we'll do it now because we can't find it. There's an Ocarina of Time one.
Oh,
or not there? Ocarina of Time, sorry. There's a Seasons one, like a continuation of Seasons or something like that.
Oh.
Or in the style of Seasons.
That's all I'm getting off of here.
Yeah. Well, no worries. We'll look into it on the off time.
That would be interesting, though. I'd be super into something like that. There's
just do a Zelda week.
Oh, dude. Have you seen the new Zelda that was announced, I don't know, somewhat recently? It's the...
You're actually Zelda?
Yeah, I think you're actually
Zelda. Yeah, what a funny thing. Because yeah. how long years. People thought you were playing as Zelda.
That's so great.
And now you actually will be playing as Zelda. I think it looks pretty fun. They're sticking with that look of the Link's Awakening remake, right? Am I picturing that correctly?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I would agree. It's got an RTX feeling overhaul, though, which I don't know. It was a little much, it felt like, in the moment the first time I saw it. But
I'll have to look it
I
up.
Think I like it. I think I like it, and like... It reminded me very much of like Octopath Traveler, right? Where you have these kind of like retro feeling, you know, simplified pixel-esque graphics, but are actually in insanely high detail, and there's like shadows and shit like that. And
so not like Link's Awakening remake? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. It's like the kind of the 3D take on Link's Awakening.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, very much like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. Not sure how I feel about that art style.
I don't hate it.
And that's how I felt about Wind Waker, is I was like, I don't think I like this. And then years later, I appreciated it. So maybe down the line, I'll look back and like this one.
I think it'll be. Did you see like the reveal on what like the gimmick of gameplay is for?
I don't think so. Is it all puzzles?
There's, I mean, sure, there's a lot of puzzles, I'm sure, but like, because she's not Link, so you're based like everything you know about how you maneuver is like not the same because she's not wielding a sword. So I think if I remember, right, she's got like a rod.
Doesn't Sheik use a sword?
Huh? Yeah, don't at me. I'm not a developer or a story writer for Nintendo. But because I would agree with you, I think she, at the very least, like throwing stars and shit, like,
yeah,
for sure,
yeah,
like lethal as fuck, right?
Absolutely.
So, but no, I think she's got like a rod or something, and she can like copy things, and it's very open minded in terms of like anything environmental or like mobster or anything like that. She can just, however the fuck it works, she can like replicate it, and then like that thing is either under her control, or she can like replicate blocks from the environment, even to like, there's some navigational and like combat scenarios where that's helpful. I don't know if you can actually do your own combat, or like if you're summoning mobs or like dropping blocks on shit,
right?
Either way, it looked very interesting.
It's very surprising to me that there hasn't been a return to form.
I don't disagree. And like, I have just been super, super craving a standard, like an old school formulaic Zelda game.
Yeah. That's why I've been wanting to play Twilight Princess.
It's one of the reasons why I just don't finish Zelda games. I don't want it to be over and like there's no more. And I just want it to still kind of be there a little bit. Like I still haven't finished. Like I will go back because I really liked this game. But I'm almost to the very, very, very end of Skyward Sword. And that was a fun game.
Yeah.
I liked that one a lot. Very Wind Waker-esque in terms of, like, maneuverability, but much smaller scale, but still a dense game. Oh, I've had a lot of fun with that one.
Yeah, I need to get that one. That's one that I keep putting off. Yeah, it looks good.
It looks good, dude. And it performs really well, too. I haven't really had any issues with it. I keep trying to hit my vape, and it died forever.
Yeah, this one.
Oh, thanks.
Hit that one. Yeah.
What do you got here?
I don't know. Orange or something.
Tropical Rainbow Blast. Wow.
The original name So, Mega Man is Rock Man in Japan.
I thought Rock Man was one of the bosses.
He might be in the English versions, but Rock Man is Mega Man.
So, huh.
And that's more of, it's a play on music. Because then there's Roll, his sister,
Rock and Roll.
And then, some of the other characters had different names.
What an, 80s Japanese joke.
Yeah. but the initial name for him was, Ultra Rainbow Mega Boy or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
Because you get all the different colored
armors. That's fair. All armors. The different colored armors,
yeah.
And shit. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Mega Man is just concise.
It is. It brings it all into one. Yeah. I do enjoy Rock Man, though. That is a cool idea. And then there's another character, Bass. There's a character called Treble.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, there's some different.
That's funny.
So it's funny because some of them make it over in the English translation, but they don't make as much sense.
Yeah. Well, by the time you get to ZX, it's like Model W.
Yeah.
Model L.
Model H.
Yeah. Z. X. Can you guess why ZX has two letters and has two different abilities? It is because they are two different suits that combined to become the same thing together. ZX.
Yep.
So there's a layer of added complexity with some of the future installments of this game in terms of the suit naming. And I really respect the daring leaps that the storytelling team came up with to really add a little bit of character to each of these suits' names.
Yeah, they really drove it home, didn't they?
Yeah, this is commendable. Great job. Silent applause.
Absolutely. Well, I think that might wrap us up.
Yeah, that's Mega Man in a nutshell, dude. I think we've said everything.
Yeah, if you're curious about this game, I highly recommend play it or watch a playthrough.
Yeah.
If you're curious about Mega Man and you're the kind of person that likes a long-form video, look up Ben Saint.
Yeah, don't listen to our shit. Go watch that.
He does an amazing job of covering it in every fucking detail. It's, like I said, it's about 8 to 9 hours long, and it's long form. I loved it. I've watched it almost twice now.
Jesus Christ. I'm not gonna lie, I still have yet to watch that.
I was like, I just want to get, because I know these games, and a lot of the times the games don't give you the full story.
Sure.
So I just wanted to kind of get the whole story of it, and I watched I fast forward to when he gets to ZX, and then I watched that a little bit, and then started it over just to get a little refresher. Just a little
refresher.
And it is.
Why am I
fucking
here?
Wild.
What is my character's motivation?
I don't know.
I respect it, though. That's fucking great. But yeah, nothing more to be said on that subject. So next time, we'll talk a little bit about not Tomb Raider Legend.
But rather,
oh, fuck me.
Legend of Zelda, Phantom Hourglass, and Tingle's Rosie Rupee Land.
Yeah, freshly picked Tingle's Rosie Rupee Land.
God, I'm so curious.
I'm also so curious. All right.
Well. Have a great Fortnite. 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. That is 2 weeks. Yeah, you're right. Fuck yeah. Good shit.